Record. All right, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. This is episode 9. I'm David Langiuli, and I'm with my colleague.
Hello, this is Sylvia
from Barcelona, Spain. We are part of the Fundraising Leadership team, and today for the podcast, we have a guest, Charlie Rose, who is the SEO mechanic. Welcome, Charlie.
He's more sexy than the name would say.
Oh, Charlie's so sexy. He's
more sexy than the name of the company. I'm saying it loud. Yes.
He's a sexy, dude. He's got one of those greasy Adam beards, you know? And we love him. And so welcome, Charlie.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. So, Charlie, you were a guest blogger for the Fundraising Leadership community this week, and you shared an article with our community on creating like a donation landing page. So why don't you just share a little bit with our audience? It was a great article. I love it. The Fundraising Leadership Academy has landing pages for some of our work, and you've given us advice on that as well. So why don't you share with the audience, like, what are some of the best practices around donor landing pages?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that unless you're in the digital marketing space for a while, you might not think about it, but the donation page, and for other companies, even the contact page, has a tremendous weight on potentially turning that visitor into a donor or a customer. Even when it comes to things like, print magazine ads, you know, if they end up on your website, they're still going to land on that donation page to possibly make a donation. So definitely want to address that. It really just depends on your organization, but there are certain things that are relatively cheap to try and to experiment with that could, end up generating more revenue for sure.
Yeah. Well, say something about design, because at Fundraising Leadership, we take a stand, although I would say we've been getting some creep around this, like around kind of a minimalist, essentialist approach to landing pages. And that goes to design. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm really the same way. Less is more in this situation. You don't want to give people the opportunity to be distracted from the, kind of the mission at hand, and that's having them fill out that page. Mm-hmm. So there's really just a bare minimum amount of information you need to have on there. But definitely having a nice, very appealing just layout, making sure that your form is stylized well, that it looks neat, that it doesn't look like it was just embedded from some sort of theme or template. The next thing you definitely want to think about is having an attention-grabbing headline, something that draws them in and makes them feel like they need to help out your organization or have that desire to complete the process. Crafting that message that also draws them in to further explain why they want to donate to your organization. And these are elements that you might already have as an organization, but maybe just reformatting them and stripping them down and not giving people everything. You know, you don't want to give them the ingredients on the back of a cereal box. You just want to highlight the important things.
Charlie, I mean, what I'm listening is that going back to the sexy word, the websites need to be sexy from a content perspective and also from a design perspective. Mm-hmm. And I really like what you're saying. And I like the idea of less is more, because we want to explain things, we distract people and we don't make it easy for people to make the donation for the cause. And I wanted to ask you about the call to action, because some organizations forget to make this final call. What are your thoughts about it, Charlie?
Having that call to action, it's like the headline of a newspaper article. It's just that having that encouraging hook to bring somebody in, and it's just really maybe taking the time to craft that and making it just super punchy and give so that it gives people enough information to feel inspired, which, you know, that does get hard. That could be really hard, but an organization, it's great to look at other people and see what they're doing and take some tips and examples.
Well, I like what you're saying, Sylvia, about like it being sexy. Like, it's almost like we can't say that in today's environment, and we are going to say it. And because I know what you mean by it, it's like a magnetic attraction. That I'm going to use a different phrase. It's almost like you want your page to be so attractive that you're just drawn to it. So that's just another way of saying make it sexy.
That's it. Yeah. Another point, Charlie, that I really find interesting is that many people, like many organizations in the nonprofit world, they like to have the website, and they forget, you know, how to monitor results, how to manage the feedback, or how to control, you know, what's happening so they can improve the website. What are your ideas about making sure, you know, the website is delivering the results that the organization expects?
Yeah, so definitely if you're not using some sort of analytics tracking, that would be the first step. And Google Analytics, Google offers Google Analytics, which is completely free. And they have some conversion tracking tools where you can track how many conversions you have. And you can tie that to when somebody completes out and finishes the form. And that, the actual technical aspects of that change from website to website. But essentially, you can track when somebody partially fills out the form or fills it out in its entirety and submits it. And then you can use that as a conversion tracking tool. And that's super useful, because then when you make these little changes, you can see, hey, what kind of impact did it have? You know, for you guys, for instance, a few months ago, we just changed the call to action for one of the buttons on your site for, you know, having people get exclusive leadership tips. And instead of just having it say sign up, we did the simple thing of get started now, which kind of compels people, hey, I want to do this right now, as opposed to sign up. Sign up has no like pull. It doesn't tell you that you can start the process right now, or there's a immediate instant gratification.
Yeah. So you've been helping us with our website, especially in just little tweaks like that, in terms of call to action. Also, you know, there is quite a bit of sophistication in search optimization. That's, you know, we don't have time to go into it today, but, you know, we can let our audience know that you are a search engine optimizing expert and can help nonprofit organizations drive more traffic to their well-designed landing pages, which you give great advice in the blog post about that. So you can see Charlie's advice on the fundraising leadership blog. But Charlie, just for the audience today, if there was one thing you could have them do easily, quickly, you know, to improve their donor landing page, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd say the best thing that anybody could do is, if you have reservations about whether it looks good, because if you're the one that's designing it, you're kind of partial to saying it looks good, ask somebody that's impartial what they think of your landing page and if it's complicated. And if you can find even a child who's like 8 or 9 or 10 years old and say, hey, does this look like it's easy to do? And they come back and say, no, it's too complicated. Then that's just a great place to start. And that's something everybody can do before you get into the real technical, get an unbiased opinion.
Wonderful suggestion. So go have a child look at your donor landing page and see if they want to donate some of their penny jar money.
I love the idea, Charlie. I'll do that right away with my kids.
So, yeah, yeah. I think we need to have some of our children, Sylvia. Sylvia and I both have children. Charlie has children. I think it's time for all of our children to look at the fundraising leadership website. Wait, you know, doctor, heal thyself, you know.
Exactly.
So that's something that we encourage you to go put into practice. And this has been David Langiuli with Sylvia from Spain and Charlie Rose, the SEO mechanic. Where can they find you, Charlie, on the web if they want a little help or advice?
Yeah, they can visit me at SEOmechanic.com. And I also have a podcast on iTunes as well. And lots of great free tips for people to check out. I try to make it super user-friendly. So if you just want to learn more about search engine optimization, check out my site.
Well, thanks for being our guest today, Charlie. And now go put it into practice. Take care.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.